Well, the other day, I bought a pineapple. Two, actually. I guess I was thinking about warm weather. So I was looking at the whole stack, thinking, well, I wonder which one I should buy. So I looked at the different shades and the different sizes. And then I picked one up and I smelled it. And then I looked around to see if anyone saw me smelling it. Because I'm not sure that smelling a pineapple is even a helpful thing. So finally, I just picked two. But it's funny, or perhaps sad, to think how much effort we put into spending money on something that's really not that consequential. And how many other things we do that are far more important, but we do them with a whole lot less thought. And for so many of us, how we share the gift of our money with the Lord tops that list. How much thought, how much planning, how much prayer goes into something so important? The servants in the gospel didn't just casually do something with what was entrusted to them. No, they thought it through, and they multiplied their gifts before giving them back to God. As we renew our stewardship commitment as a parish and as a diocese this month, we consider the question, how am I called to share my material goods, my treasure? And in the gospel today, we learn two lessons. One great lesson from the stewards, and another great lesson from the master. First of all, the stewards recognized that the talents they received weren't really theirs. But here's what I think is unique about the story. They even recognized that the part that they earned wasn't really theirs. You know, it could have been tempting for the man with five talents to say to his master, well, thanks for the starter money. Look how much I earned. So here's your five back. Well, I'll even give you two of my profits so you can give someone else some seed money. But no, he didn't even think about keeping it, because he knew that even that which he worked hard to earn was thanks to the person who got him started. When we consider our own possessions, it can be very tempting to say, well, I worked hard for this. I earned this. And that's very true. You should be proud of that. It's your college degree. It's the overtime hours that you worked. It's the crop that you planted and you harvested. But then we have to step back and ask the question, well, who do I thank for my health? Who do I thank for my life? Who do I give credit for the talents that brought me to this point? And ultimately, that person is God. And so the gospel this morning teaches us that irony. The fact that I earned something is as much a reason to return it as a reason to keep it. And that's what makes a stewardship way of thinking so different from paying a bill. So different even from giving to a specific project at the parish. A stewardship way of life does not say, well, I'm giving this because the parish needs it. Although the parish's needs are great, without a doubt. But rather to say, I'm giving this because the Lord gave it to me. So we learn from the servants the attitude to have about the money we have. But clearly, how much we return to the Lord is different based on how much he's given us. Well, that's obvious in the gospel as well, from the way that the master treats the servants. You know, when mom and dad go to visit their son in college, and they're in his dorm room, and dad sees written on the whiteboard, 3.57, with an exclamation point. And dad says, son, that's great. If you keep your grade point average at 3.57 throughout college, you're going to be just fine. And the son says, dad, that's not my GPA. That's my bank balance. You know, there are times in our life when we have greater material resources than others. The Lord understands that. And so do I. You know, the master in the gospel didn't say to the servant with 2 talents, well, why didn't you create 5 like the other guy did? No, he realized that the person who had 5 would be expected to produce more than the person who had 2. God's not asking all of you for equal giving. But he is asking all of you for equal sacrifice. You know, it would be silly for me to stand up here and encourage all of you to give $100 each week for the needs of the parish. That would be silly, because for one person, $100 would be absolutely impossible. And for another, $100 would not even be a real sacrifice. That's why it makes so much more sense to think of it as the Bible does. Not as an amount, but a percentage. Have you ever figured what 4% or 8% or 10% of your income would be? The first step of faith is to think of it in terms of a percent. And the second step of faith is to move in the direction of that biblical 10%. Some families have told me stories about incrementally getting there, and others have told me that they finally just dove in and did it. As we complete our stewardship renewal forms this month, you'll notice at the end of the form is a place to offer our stewardship of our tithing, of our treasure, per week, per month, per year. And that's not a binding obligation by any means, but it's an invitation to think, to pray, and then to do something that is intentional, something that is planned, something that is proportionate. So long story short, I bought two pineapples. One was so-so, the other was really good. And I doubt that either one had anything to do with my deliberations before. But sharing your treasure with God and His church is worth deliberating, worth praying about. You know, when God sees what I choose to give back to Him, will He look at me and say, "Good and faithful servant"?